Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Lee Harris, and here are today's top local stories. So, we are at that magic 70% number here in New York State. 70% of adults residing in the state have received at least one COVID shot, and that is the metric Governor Cuomo said he would use to lift most COVID restrictions, which raises the question of when exactly he proposes to do that. Glenn Schuck with what we know so far from Midtown this morning. Glenn?
Except for schools, mass transit, and some other exceptions, mask wearing and social distancing will become optional. And if a particular business still wants to have that in place, they can. That's their call, but it'll not be required, as capacity rules will go away for the most part. Governor Cuomo says the positivity rate has plunged. Vaccines are working.
From 8% to 0.4%. You look across the state, it is down all across the state.
And now it's time for a parade, a big one. The Canyon of Heroes. It'll happen 11 a.m. Wednesday, July 7th. The mayor says, come on out.
We're going to have delegations of healthcare heroes, first responders, essential workers. We're working with, obviously, the hospitals. We're working with unions representing a lot of the workers who saved this city.
That's the first such parade since the U.S. women's soccer team was honored 2 years ago. Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds. Here in Midtown.
You can get COVID shots practically anywhere these days, even at the NFL Experience store in Times Square. Unfortunately, almost 900 patients who got vaccinated there received expired doses of Pfizer. The operator of the pop-up vaccination site has reached out to those people, telling them they need another shot since they can't be sure the shots they got were effective. But word from the experts is that there's no health risk from those expired shots. Police have been paying a lot of attention to Washington Square Park lately, even imposing a curfew on weekends, but there's some debate as to whether it's having much impact on crime there, as Samantha Liebman reports this morning live from Washington Square. Samantha?
Yeah, and Lee, it's quiet now, but police say there were slashings and muggings in the park over the weekend, and earlier this month, police enforcing a curfew to curb all-night parties. But residents around the park tell Channel 7 Eyewitness News the police efforts haven't done much.
They cleaned up over this area, which was called the drug den, and they recently cleaned it up, but it just meant that users have moved over to another side of the park.
Many longtime residents say the summer nights haven't been this bad since 1970s, and Mayor de Blasio is trying to see what police can do without making matters worse.
What the Parks Department and NYPD are trying to do is reset the balance properly. Obviously, do it in a way that involves communication and not conflict.
Now, police backed off from enforcement of the midnight curfew this weekend after about two dozen arrests and several officers hurt the weekend before. Samantha Liebman, 1010 Winds, live outside Washington Square Park.
There's a new poll in the mayoral race with a new runner-up. This poll, a joint venture of Channels 4 and 47, as well as Politico and Marist, still has Eric Adams in the lead with 24%. But for the first time, Catherine Garcia is in second place, and Adams is taking aim at her now. He held a news conference with sanitation workers yesterday to draw attention to allegations of unequal pay when Garcia ran the Department of Sanitation.
Paying black, brown people in general, but specifically women, a lower rate than we're paying men. This is the embarrassment of our city.
Garcia's response?
This is really about him starting to throw dirt this is what he must be saying is that he knows that this is a race between him and I down to the finish.
The poll has Maya Wiley in third, former frontrunner Andrew Yang in fourth, although yesterday Yang picked up the endorsement of the union representing current and retired police captains, a union of which Eric Adams is a member. Asked if the endorsement had anything to do with Adams' efforts to reform the NYPD from within, the union's president said, absolutely not. There weren't many Holocaust survivors to begin with, and there are even fewer now, of course, but there were enough to get together in Flatbush yesterday for a luncheon. Jean Kurz was there.
This program just brought me back memories, because I don't remember too much, because I was only like 2-3 years old. But I lost my father. I lost 2 sisters.
Survivors were brought to the yeshiva of Flatbush in yellow school buses, causing 92-year-old Henry Rosenberg to remark, it's like going back to school. Entertainment for the luncheon was provided by the popular Orthodox Jewish entertainer Shweki. Yeomi Park defected from North Korea. Not easy to do, but she wanted to come to the U.S. because it's a free country. Or so she thought until she attended Columbia University, where she says the focus on political correctness and anti-Western sentiments had her thinking that not even North Korea is this nuts. She told Fox News, I realized, wow, this is insane. I thought America was different, but I saw so many similarities to what I saw in North Korea that I started worrying. She said she was taught every problem is because of white men, which reminded her of the caste system back home. She added, I literally crossed the Gobi Desert to be free, and I realized I am not free. America's not free. No comment so far from Columbia.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.